Chris, thanks very much for coming and for sharing this Project 2023 with us and some of the reflections and memories of your time in ministry. How did that ministry sort of start for you? How did you get to be in Cathcart, the early stages?
We sort of came to faith, and Mary and I baptised in February 1991 at Leslie Baptist Church, and that had been a spiritual home for a while. I had then attended Glasgow Bible College, sensing a call into ministry. And then we did I did a final year at the Baptist College, and it was actually there I can remember we always had a Monday morning prayer with the students. Mark Pexon, who was, I think he may have been a deacon at the time here and still a good friend, and Mark came in one Monday morning, and he was looking a little bit kind of down, and says, "What's it?" He says, "Oh, I had unfortunate news at the weekend." We thought, "Oh my goodness." We all gathered round him, "Let's pray, what is it?" He says, "Oh, our pastor John Smith has just given notice he's leaving." And I can remember looking round, and everybody was quite sort of taken with the bad news of it, if it is at all bad news, because it was obviously good news as God was leading John on. But I was the only one. I just felt this kind of quickening in my heart, and a sense, wow, it's another vacant church. But I did feel a kind of odd sort of joy about it, and I thought, strange, let's pray anyway. We prayed for the church, and it was some months later, I think I may have preached here once, as we did as students, you know, we moved around the vacant churches, and I remember again on Monday morning going in, Mark and I were the only two there. I says, "How's things at the church?" She says, "Oh, the church has got its eye on someone, you see," and I says, "Oh, hey, that's good." He says, "It's someone in the college," and my immediate heart was, someone in the college, knowing John's wonderful ministry, I says, "Oh, Mark, you must be surely wrong, you know, but undoubtedly to follow John's ministry, you'll be looking for someone with, the church will be after someone with much more experience and maturity." He says, "No, it definitely is someone at the college." I says, "Why can you be so sure?" He says, "It's you." And at the time, as much as there was an excitement, I thought, "Oh my goodness, because it's such a big church in my eyes, you know, more so than Leslie and wonderful people in ministries." And that was it. And of course, in the weeks and months that followed, and preaching and coming and meeting the church family, both Mary and I really had a sense that this was where God wanted us to be. But it was a lovely moment. And I think surely you must be wrong. No one at the college could follow John Smith's ministry. But hey, God uses the foolish to confound the wise, doesn't he? So he called me, and you know, it was wonderful to come here and join at that time.
Yeah.